On July 17th, in the year 180 AD, 12 Christians from the North African village of Scyllium were dragged into the presence of the Roman proconsul. Christian faith was a capital crime at this time, and the Roman emperor Marcus Aurelius had recently launched a new wave of persecution. The proconsul begged the Christians to save themselves from death. He said, "You can gain the pardon of our Lord the emperor if you will only return with a sound mind. Our religion is simple. We swear by the genius of our Lord the Emperor and pray for his welfare, and so should you." One of the men responded, "I do not recognize the empire of this world. I serve the God whom no human being has seen." His name was Spiritus, and he went on saying, "I've committed no theft. I pay taxes on all that I purchase. I do all this because I know my Lord. He alone is the King of all the kings and the Emperor over every nation." The proconsul pressed Spiritus further, and he said, "What do you have in your capsa?" A capsa was an ancient backpack that was built to carry books. And even in this early era of church history, Christians cherished and carried particular written texts. Spiritus said, "I have books and the letters of Paul, a righteous man." The books in his backpack most likely included the four Gospels and perhaps the book of Acts and some writings of Paul. And if so, Spiritus was carrying most of the New Testament with him. Despite repeated opportunities to take back his word and recant, Spiritus and his companions refused to recant the truths that were written in their scriptures. When they received their death sentences, the 12 replied, "Thanks be to God. This day we will be witnesses in heaven." And so they were. May we learn from these martyrs and love our Lord as they did, giving our lives to Him fully and completely. As you pray today, please remember Angel Colon and his family are missionaries in Louisiana. And also remember the Curia Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.